Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Notries podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In 4,000 Weeks Time Management for Mortals, Oliver Berkman challenges the modern obsession with efficiency and productivity, presenting a thought-provoking perspective on time management. The title of the book refers to the approximate number of weeks in a 76-year human lifespan, underscoring the finite nature of our time on Earth. Rather than proposing techniques to cram more activities into our already packed schedules, Berkman advocates for a radical shift in how we perceive and value our time. He weaves philosophical insights, personal anecdotes, and practical wisdom to guide readers towards a more meaningful and fulfilling approach to life. Berkman's engaging prose invites us to confront our limitations, embrace our constraints, and find joy in the moment, making 4,000 Weeks a compelling read for anyone looking to reevaluate their relationship with time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the unachievable perfect efficiency. Oliver Berkman introduces an eye-opening concept that the pursuit of perfect efficiency is not only unachievable, but also counterproductive. In our modern society, there's a relentless push towards doing more in less time, often leading to stress, burnout, and a perpetual sense of dissatisfaction. Berkman argues that this obsession with productivity overlooks a fundamental truth about human existence. Our time is inherently limited. He suggests that accepting our limitations and the impossibility of fitting everything into our lives is the first step toward living more fulfilling lives. Through engaging narratives and philosophical reasoning, he encourages readers to focus on what truly matters instead of getting caught up in the endless loop of efficiency for efficiency's sake. Secondly, reclaiming time. Quality over quantity in 4,000 weeks, Berkman shifts focus from the traditional time management paradigm that emphasizes quantity to one that values quality. He poses that time should not be viewed merely as a resource to be optimized, but rather as the canvas on which we paint the masterpiece of our lives. The author encourages readers to embrace activities that bring true joy and fulfillment, even if they don't adhere to societal standards of productivity. By sharing personal anecdotes and historical examples, Berkman illustrates how a life rich in meaningful experiences is more rewarding than one filled with superficial accomplishments. He argues for a deliberate and mindful approach to how we spend our time, suggesting that reclaiming our time for what genuinely matters can lead to a deeper satisfaction with life. Thirdly, the tyranny of the to-do list. Berkman critically examines the modern obsession with to-do lists and the relentless pursuit of clearing them. He posits that this approach to time management often leads to a futile race against time, where the satisfaction of ticking off items is short-lived and quickly replaced by the anxiety of impending tasks. Drawing from historical and psychological insights, he suggests that the to-do list can become a tyrant, dictating our lives and detracting from the quality of our experiences. Berkman proposes alternative strategies for managing responsibilities that prioritize meaningful engagement over mechanical task completion. By questioning the supremacy of the to-do list, 4,000 Weeks encourages readers to consider more fulfilling ways to organize their lives and time. Fourthly, embracing limitations as a source of freedom, a central theme of 4,000 Weeks, is the paradoxical notion that embracing our limitations can be a source of freedom. Berkman argues that recognizing and accepting the constraints of our existence, be it time, energy, or resources, can liberate us from the pressure to do everything and please everyone. He delves into various philosophical and psychological theories to support his claim, showing how limitations can actually enhance creativity, focus, and satisfaction. By highlighting stories of individuals who achieved remarkable things not despite, but because of their constraints, Berkman makes a compelling case for the power of limitations to foster innovation and a deeper appreciation for life. Lastly, the art of letting go. One of the most poignant lessons from 4,000 Weeks is the art of letting go. Berkman explores the difficulty and importance of relinquishing control over the uncontrollable aspects of life. This involves making peace with unfinished business, accepting the inevitability of missed opportunities, and learning to live with the choices we make. Through philosophical inquiry and real-life examples, he illustrates how letting go can lead to a more authentic and peaceful existence. By embracing imperfection and the unpredictability of life, we can find greater joy and contentment. Berkman's thoughtful discussion on letting go challenges readers to reconsider their priorities and the way they approach life's inherent uncertainties. In conclusion, Oliver Berkman's 4,000 Weeks Time Management for Mortals is a profound manifesto for anyone feeling overwhelmed by the relentless demands of modern life. Far from offering a simplistic solution to the challenges of time management, Berkman invites readers to a deeper introspection about the nature of time, productivity, and fulfillment. This book is particularly suited for individuals who find themselves caught in the productivity trap, constantly striving for efficiency but feeling unfulfilled. Berkman provides a refreshing perspective that can help shift our focus from the pursuit of doing more to living more meaningfully. By accepting our limitations, valuing quality over quantity, and embracing the imperfection of life, we can navigate our finite time with greater wisdom and joy. 4,000 Weeks is not just a book about managing time, it's a guide to living a life that truly matters. If you would like to support Oliver Berkman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.